Welcome to the new world. Welcome to the Connect the Dots show. This is your host, Tom Edison. That's right, this is Connect the Dots. I'm going to connect the dots. If you call in, you can connect the dots. Because it's that type of show, and it's important that we all connect the dots. So we get a realistic understanding of the real situation we're living in. It's an over-controlled situation. It's almost like a science fiction movie playing itself out. The worst conspiracy science fiction movie ever devised or even thought of, except it's the reality we're in right now. From the global, sneaky global government who has commandeered the U.S. government, and you can't prove otherwise. In fact, all the facts prove that the U.S. government has been commandeered by the globalists, the people with all the money, and the puppet masters that rule the globalists. And I want that to be fully understood, and I put it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's what the show is named after. My book, Connect the Dots Theory, available everywhere. It was designed for everyone to read. If you're a human being, it's there for you to read, including if you're a globalist, so you can wake up and realize that you're being duped by the off-world beings. And let me just move on for a minute. We're talking about what a duped world we have here. We all know this week, the news, fake news, corporate news, network news, global news, whatever you want to call it, they were featuring the story about how the Republican Party is bathing victory about they've got a new health care plan for you, my fellow Americans. Of course, it's just another, what can we say, health care fiasco. Because the truth that isn't being told the American public, first of all, health insurance, a health insurance policy is not real health care. It's time you realize that and wake up, my fellow Americans. An insurance policy is not real health care. Insurance policies are put out by insurance companies. Business for profit. The insurance companies have duped you, the American people, into thinking you have a security net with health care. Now, if you have a lot of serious problems, you know, that might be true. But if you're an average person, you've been duped into believing you can count on a health care policy. I mean, really. You're just supporting the insurance companies and the pharmaceutical companies. They're in bed with each other. And the whole public has been duped. And the TV is part of the duping to brainwash you into believing that you have real health care insurance. Real health care involves you, the individual, doing what's right for your body and not letting your body fall apart. And taking responsibility for the care of your physical body. You know, you got it for nothing. Didn't cost you anything. Your parents had to pay for it to some extent. But here you got a physical body. You didn't pay anything for it, and you have no respect for it because you let it fall apart and think, oh, I've got health care insurance. So I'll just let my body fall apart to no end. I don't have to think about anything. I can do everything stupid because I don't have to worry. I have health care insurance. Well, that's the whole nonsense of the whole thing. And this is what the Republicans think real health care for the American people is. Yeah, it's one or two steps better over stupid Obamacare. At least they got rid of forcing people to get something they really don't believe in. And it's not much better than that, really. You're still being duped, you know? You're still paying big money to an insurance company that's making profit over your fears or real serious physical ailments. Now, if the government really was concerned for you, they'd give you whatever health care you needed, including real health care. Of course, they've passed all these laws, the government again. They've made our lives miserable. Who we have to blame? Democrats and Republicans. They passed all these ridiculous laws that makes it so hard for people to access real health care. We're talking about real natural products that don't have side effects. But the lawmakers have made it close to impossible. And, of course, the insurance companies, they don't want to provide any consideration for natural products. They're in bed with the pharmaceutical companies. They have, you know, their agreements like, you know, we're only going to give you insurance to cover pharmaceutical products and other unnatural things. Things that will keep you locked in the system for the rest of your life so we can shuffle the money, your money, around between us and share the profits, you know. This is, the whole thing is sick. But, you know, this program is not just complaining about everything that's wrong or bringing to light the problems. This program is about solving problems, too. And while we're talking on health care, I want to just give everybody a little educational advice here. And this is an educational program, too, because that's what part of my book was all about. Connect the Dots Theory, you ought to go out and buy it. It's an education in learning what the truth is, how to really decipher the truth, and an education about all the junk that's going on behind your back to make your life miserable and to use you as nothing more than a piece of slave labor and to get you addicted to all the false things like health insurance. Not reality. Real health care is taking care of your body. But you have to take the responsibility of doing something for yourself. And so right now, this is going to be an educational part of Connect the Dots. Because I'm an educated person, a self-educated person. And I happen to know about a lot of good things out there that are natural to keep you in good health. I almost never get sick. And if I do, it's just a cold for a day or two, and I know how to knock it out right away because I have the knowledge of the natural things that are out there. And one of the most important things to keep your health up in a preventive way before you get sick is a product known as colloidal silver. I don't know if you ever heard about it before, but colloidal silver. The word colloidal means very, very small particles. And why is that good in a healthcare product? Because the smaller the particle, the better it can get into your living system and do its job. Silver by itself has been proven to be beneficial to your health from thousands of years ago. And there's plenty of documentation about that. In fact, colloidal silver is even better than real silver because it's been brought down to small particles and can get into every cell of your body and do preventive medicine. It's a proven fact silver works to keep your body healthy, and it boosts the immune system. And your immune system is what really keeps you healthy. That's why people shouldn't go for radiation treatments, because radiation is bad for your immune system, and your immune system is really what keeps you healthy. So colloidal silver is a very good preventive product and a cure for, believe it or not, over 650 different pathogens. That's a tremendous amount of things. And I just happened, because I've investigated this product, I'm going to let you people know tonight the company that sells the most potent colloidal silver. We're not talking about these fly-by-night companies you find at the health food store that give you 5 particles per million of colloidal silver, or 10, or 50, or whatever. The fact of the matter is, the science has proven that you need at least 500 parts per million. But why not go further and be doubly protective with 1,100 parts per million? And that colloidal silver is only available from a place called Amino Acid and Botanicals. I'm going to give you the number right now. It's 1-800-952-7921. This is the product I use myself regularly. I had something that I wanted to cure naturally, and I did an investigation, and I found out colloidal silver, high-potency colloidal silver, would not only cure what I was looking to remedy in my physical condition, but I found out it was good for everything under the sun, practically. In fact, colloidal silver is the original antibiotic. And it was in doctors' journals up until 1934, and even a little few years after that. That was the year penicillin was discovered, and that's when the pharmaceutical companies moved in to take over, because they could make their penicillin way cheaper than colloidal silver was back at the time. It was very expensive still in 1934. But because of modern techniques of making colloidal silver, the price has gone dramatically down, where it's basically unbelievably cheap. And so it makes more sense if you have an ailment that needs an antibiotic, or even one that doesn't, that's a serious health problem, that you go out and start remedying, giving the remedy to yourself. It comes in a liquid, comes in 2-ounce bottles, 4-ounce bottles, and so on. I buy the 4-ounce bottle myself. I find it's economical, and I use it when I need it. And sometimes I just use it daily, just as a preventive thing. But if you've got a serious problem, don't run to the doctors who are unknowledgeable about real health care, and I'll talk to any doctor and tell them they're unknowledgeable. There are a few good doctors that know about real health care, but not too many. And I guarantee any doctor that's fool enough to call me up on the phone and start talking real medicine, I'll ask him the key questions that he won't know anything about, because doctors aren't taught how the human body really works in med school. Med school is owned by the pharmaceutical companies, and they tell the teachers what you're going to teach these doctors to go out and have a medical profession. And that's why when you go to the doctors, they have nothing to give you except patch over pharmaceutical products and bad remedies for getting rid of cancer. You know, colloidal silver can even if you have cancer, colloidal silver can even help you get rid of that. You know, and there's thousands of testimonials, but my testimonial is a good one, because I've used the product and I can say it works. And on top of that, it has a superiority over to any pharmaceutical antibiotic, because the pathogens cannot build up resistance to this product. And there's no side effects with this product. There's plenty of problems with other antibiotics. And after a while, if you keep running to your doctor every time you have a cold and he writes your prescription for a pharmaceutical antibiotic, eventually these antibiotics don't work anymore, because the pathogens learn how to mutate against them. But it's impossible for a pathogen to mutate against colloidal silver. So I'm telling you, this is easy as a phone call. The number is 1-800-952-7921. It'll hook you up with Amino Acid and Botanicals, the makers of the most potent colloidal silver, and that's the one you want to use. You know? I don't care what your problem is. It's probably good for it, but you can talk to the people on the phone and tell them the problem, and they'll tell you right away whether it can handle it. I mean, with a list of 650 pathogens it has success with, chances are it'll have success if you have a problem with something. And this is important information I'm talking tonight. I am connecting the dots for you. And I'm telling you, this is a product that every household needs in their medicine cabinet, because you don't have to spend money going to the doctors if you got a problem. get yourself the list of what it's good for, and when a problem starts to surface, you get some signs of a problem coming on, follow the instructions of how to use this product properly, and there's a good chance it'll knock every one of your problems that might be trying to invade your system like that. And there are no side effects, and it's natural. And it's not that costly. It costs you more money to go to the doctors for the appointment, and then plus you got to buy the pharmaceutical antibiotics, but that might not even work and might give you side effects. So it's just, there's no logic to doing that anymore. Now that you've been told, this is the path to go. It's colloidal silver. The number is 1-800-952-7921. Do yourself a favor, call the number, and find out how you can start taking care of yourself, because that's real health care. I'll be frank with everybody. I don't have health insurance, and I never will have health insurance. Before I go to the doctors, I would rather die in bed peacefully rather than trust pharmaceutical medicine and the lack of knowledge by pharmaceutical connected doctors. And that's a fact. And I'm never going to change my mind on that. I don't care what my problem is. I'll take care of it myself, because that's real health care. And I've clued you into something. What can I say? I'll give you the phone number one more time. 1-800-952-7921. Colloidal silver, the most potent brand of colloidal silver. 1,100 parts per million. If you buy a lesser amount, like 10, 50, 100, it's not enough. You're just wasting your money. And, hey, I'm giving you some good advice. So let's move beyond the health care fiasco by the politicians. You know, I've tried to, amazing, it shows you what a corrupt and uncaring, unresponsive world. I've tried to get on shows, I don't want to mention any names, like Democracy Now, and told them I'd love to talk about real health care. Of course, no response. It shows you where that kind of, what kind of people they are. They make like they're a bunch of goody-goodies. They don't even know how to respond to somebody. You know, I wrote them a letter. I've called on the phone, left messages, and it's just, I just get totally ignored, you know, because they're afraid probably to talk about real truth, you know. So much for them. And what else do I want to say? You know, talk about government. Well, as soon as I get on the topic of government, boy, I can't stop, because, you know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. The harsh truth is that there presently exists no legal process by which we, the people, the common citizens, can realistically force government representatives to actually do what they have we have instructed them to. Can't force them to do it because they know they can get away with it. Like I've mentioned in other shows, it's a free ride for 4 years. They know it. And they just con you before the election to get your vote. And, you know, there's an unbelievable large percentage of the Congress that falls into this boat, as well as governors and other people in other states, state governments that are just as bad. If they belong to the Democrat or Republican Party, they are probably nothing but a phony politician. I don't know how else to explain it, you know. And while we're talking about politics, I'm sure we've all heard that statement, politically correct. Well, politically correct is a lie by its own definition. I mean, let's get real here, you know. And not to mention all the lies that we've been told all our lives. There's even a few lies in the Constitution, and believe me, let's talk a real conversation here. Let's talk truth. And the media and the historians, they just want to keep perpetuating stupid lies that don't even make any sense. I'll tell you one of the biggest ones, you know. All men are created equal is a real clever lie. It sounds good, but there's no reality to it. Just look around. You know, it's even been proven identical twins are not equal. You know, I guarantee you want to debate it, call me up. And I'll ask you, okay, prove to me that all men are created equal. You won't have anything else to say, but I tell you what, if you ask me where the information is, that definitely points to the fact why they're not equal, I'll point it to you. But, you know, if you ought to really go out there looking, or just use some common sense, you know, all men might be viewed equal to some extent by God, but all men are not created equal. First of all, God does not create cloned humans. He creates individuals. You know, your personality is God-given. That information is out there. If you don't know about it, well, you haven't really been searching for truth. And while we're talking about truth, you know, I mentioned last week that I've got this CD out. And, well, it just so happens I had the audacity or the boldness to call it Songs Better Than Dylan. I got 23 unbelievably philosophical, mind-expanding songs that actually sound good to listen to at the same time. Almost unbelievable. One of them songs, in fact, many of the songs are about truth. And I sing about, you know, when I was young, I went searching for truth, and eventually I found it. But it took a long time. It's a long search, and it's a never-ending search. Well, you're never going to find truth unless, really, you go searching for it. You're not going to find it on the TV. No, siree, and you're not going to find it listening to the politicians. I don't know. I'll tell you something interesting. Tonight, on the same network I'm broadcasting from, so if you're listening, you know what network I'm talking about. I was listening to James Gillian. He's got the show 2 hours before mine. And he's talking basically a lot of the things I'm talking about, that, you know, we have to start doing things for ourselves. And I've been talking about that for weeks now. And mainly, you know, I'm a solution person. I don't just talk about the problems. And the chemtrail problem, I came up with the solution already. We have to start a chemtrail watch. We have to make it a social thing. In fact, tonight I'm going to evolve the original title, Chemtrail Watch. I've got a better one, Chemtrail Club, something we all could do on a local level, start our own chemtrail clubs. You know, we could have the junior high school chemtrail club. They all got cell phones, and they all like to take pictures and post them. Take the pictures of the chemtrails. They're everywhere. Just go outside and look up in the sky. Chances are any day of the week you're going to see them. And the kids should start learning at an early age what a corrupt world we're living in and a corrupt government we have to allow planes spraying poison on us on a daily basis. It's insanity. Well, you know, they say people go to Washington and they act funny. And I've explained it already, and I explained it even in deeper in my book, Connected Dots Theory. Go out and buy it. It's everywhere. Enlighten yourself. Become an educated person. Understand the whole town of Washington, D.C. is under mind control. All the markers are there. Marked. I call it marks of the false gods, because the false gods are to blame for everything. The false gods from antiquity, you know, they're the ones that set up the male-dominating society that we still have most of the world over. You know, it's something that's from their planet, you know. It doesn't belong on the earth, but they brought it here, and they turned the primitive humans into slave labor, and eventually they impose their ideas and all their bad habits upon us. And I list them in my book. And I list every bad habit that human race has now we can attribute to the false gods flaunting them against us, on us. And we were just stuck witnessing. And eventually, when they decided to give us our first city-states, like Sumerian culture, we ended up incorporating all their bad habits, and we still have them going today. But there is one of the major roots of all the problems, you know? So it's important to understand where the problems began and who's really to blame. And now the false god proxies, who are the globalists, the Illuminati, the ruling families, they are the proxies of the false gods. Now they're trying to do a retakeover of the human race because there's too many of us around. They're the ones who set up the Georgia Stones, warning us they want to bring us down to 500 million. Are we going to stand by and let aliens from another world come here and destroy us? Because that's what's going to happen if we don't start sticking up for ourselves and making, start acting like concerned human beings, you know? They are effectively turning us into sheeple. I read a poem about that a couple of weeks ago. It's in my book, too, you know? I've got songs about it on my 23-song CD. In fact, if you need previews of what's on this fantastic album I put together, that's so fantastic, I can truthfully call it songs better than Dylan, and I think you understand whom I'm referring to there. Go on my, look up my show. Point to my name. You know. Press it and watch what happens. It takes you to a whole thing about me, and there's an icon there called My Site. You press it, brings you to my 2016 presidential campaign, and there you can find three free songs that are on my new CD, and you can listen to them and see the type of stuff that I've writing. Songs that have words, that have meaning, that will enlighten your thinking to go beyond just the ho-hum of the day, you know? One of them happens to be called, "There Ain't No Justice," and it follows that statement with, "There ain't no justice except what you make for yourself." And I'm trying to inspire everybody here who listens to this radio show that we have to make our own justice at this point in time. That's why we have free will, you know? That's why all the good beings in the universe can't come in and just help us because they feel sorry for us. That's why God himself can't just destroy all the evil, because that would be violating his own edict that man shall have free will. But when you have free will, it comes with a little responsibility. Well, let's use our free will to take command of our situation. And that's why I ran for president in the last election, and that's why I'm running again for president in 2020, assuming we can get there without the globalists destroying us all, and they've got a plan to do it. It's in motion already. You know, it's time to wake up out of the matrix. It's happening. Look at the chemtrails. This program's been going on for 10 years, and it just increasingly gets more powerful, more planes up there. The estimation is 29,000 planes flying around daily. To poison the populace, plus poison the environment. And, of course, you know, people you say, well, who would be crazy enough to poison the earth, poison the water, poison the human race? Well, I've got the answer in my book. It's the false gods. The aliens who came here from long ago and all the new ones that have showed up that are all, they want to jump in on this. Sounds like a great idea. Let's just kill off all the humans and we'll take over their planet that's rich in minerals and other things they might want. They might want our water. Who knows? But there's plenty of barbaric aliens out there that would love nothing better than get rid of all these good-hearted Earth people. And this plan is in motion already. If you know, everybody needs to wake up and do something. That's why I came up with the chemtrail watch, which now I think we also ought to call the chemtrail club and start the chemtrail clubs. Take the pictures, Keep posting them out there daily and tweet the President of the United States on Twitter. Please, Mr. President, save us from the poisons they're spraying. You know, we'll bring it down real simple level that even the dumbest of people can understand. And I'm not pointing fingers at anybody, but we'll make it real simple. Please, write the executive order to stop the planes, which the President of the United States can do. And he ought to be doing, and he ought to become aware of what's going on. I don't think he is aware yet, because the whole U.S. government is controlled from behind the scenes by the globalists, and they want to keep even the President of the United States as ignorant as possible, and they are working on that daily, believe me. And they're gonna, you know, they want to take him over, just like he's taken over all the other presidents for a long time. Now, this is reality. You know, don't try to tell me it's not so, because I'll call your bluff on it. Okay, and I'll say, all right, show me the proof it isn't like I'm talking. And guess what? Nobody's going to have anything to say after I say that. Let me tell you what else is going on. Because I watch the news all the time. Hey, I'm running for president in 2020, and you ought to be a supporter of me. I need donations. You know, click on my name on the radio station. Go to my website. I'm doing everything from 2016 site now, because I don't have the money to transfer it all over to the 2020 site. I have the donation button and the contact information all on the 2016 site. You know, you press the donation button. You can do it through PayPal if you just want to donate. You know, if you want a CD, I told everybody, you got to go to the menu bar at the top and says donate. There's a physical address. You mail your check or money order to that address, and make sure you include your return address, and I will mail you the CD for the $10 donation, and plus a receipt that this was a political donation. So, in effect, you're paying nothing for the CD. Can I make it any easier for you? I mean, I'm giving stuff out to people to help support me, because I claim I'm the only person willing to tackle all the problems simultaneously, because, you know what, I know how to figure things out for myself. And you, the American people, you know, I want to bring you up to where I am so you can learn how to figure things out for yourself, too, and start thinking for yourself and start understanding what real health care is. Like I said already, hey, colloidal silver is part of real health care, you know, and you need to look into that and get it. 1,100 parts per million. Don't fall for the smaller stuff. You're wasting your money otherwise. And here's what else happened. It was happened to be on the news. I usually watch the foreign news stations because we know what the American news is. I don't even want to get into it. It's that pathetic. But the weather's kind of good. You can find out what's going on with the weather, you know. I got this off the DW news. That's the German news. And they were reporting on, guess what? The German pharmaceutical industries located in the country of India have been caught dumping dangerous bacteria into local water areas like stagnant ponds and nearby rivers, subjecting the local people to all kinds of hazardous situations. Well, now, doesn't that just sound like the world government people? No respect for human life whatsoever. Pharmaceutical companies, yes, they are part of the globalist economy, whether they're German or some other country. And, you know, how many more examples of this do we need? We don't need any more examples, but the fact is, we have to take control of as much as possible. You know, in America here, we're supposed to be in control of our government. But once we elect somebody, and let's be sure we spread the word and make sure the kids know, learn it, because they're not really told the truth in school, that America is a republic. It's not a democracy. It's stop with this lying about a democracy. Okay? There are no real democracies in the world. We could make America a real democracy, but that involves the lawmakers changing all the laws and giving us, the people, the real power. The best step in that direction is, I advocate, go for a referendum government. Turn the politicians into clerks. Horror, oh horror. Because that's all they're good for, to write out the, do the paperwork, you know, for writing out the legality of the laws, because they have no good ideas whatsoever. This recent health care fiasco proves they have no ideas. And the Democrats are complaining about the Republicans, but they don't have any other ideas either, you know, because both sides are owned by the globalists. They're all in bed with the pharmaceutical companies, the insurance industries, the fuel industries, and all the other lobbyists that own the politicians that we elected, or we thought we elected, which brings up another thing. You know, it's a known fact that the electronic machines can all be changed by people who have access to them, which could be dozens of people, dozens of organizations could have access to them, you know. The point is, the machines are not safe. So it doesn't matter whether the Russians, this is just smokescreen nonsense to take your mind away from the real issues, you know. Meanwhile, the national security issue is the chemtrails, and that's why we need to form chemtrail clubs. That the purpose is to wake up the president, who does have a little power with executive orders, to stop these planes from killing us, because the longer we let it go on, the sicker we're going to get. Of course, you know who loves that? Medical profession, pharmaceutical companies. They want more sick people because that means more money in their pocket. I mean, this is the sick version of capitalism that has manifested itself. And guess what? It's just like, we've all had enough of this. You know, the laws all need to be changed, you know? You talk about the violence in the cities and people, the cops out of control. That all has to do, only can be solved with the changing of the laws. That's the only way to change it, the laws. And who can change the laws? Only the lawmakers, the elected officials. But they don't want to do a thing for the general public because there's no money in that for them. They're all hooked on money and power. And so there'll never be a majority of them that will willingly do for the general public what they're supposed to be doing. This is a reality we need to face. And the best way to start breaking down the wall of ignoring the general public is with the Chemtrail Watch and the Chemtrail Club and the Chemtrail tweeting to the President of the United States, because he does have those executive powers. And it's proven to us that he knows how to write executive orders. Well, that's enough right there to stop the chemtrails, and that's the only way it's going to do, because the secondary politicians, every member of Congress, not one of them ever talks about it. What's their excuse? Huh? You tell me. Do they never look up in the sky? I don't get it. Do they live in a cave and they never see the sky? Or they just never... I don't get it. How don't they have consciousness? Well, maybe some of them don't anymore, you know? I mean, we've heard people's bodies can be taken over by extraterrestrials, by even demonic beings, to where they aren't really human beings anymore. Which reminds me, let's not forget that they're also putting insect DNA in the chemtrail sprays. Is that sick or what? I mean, it's going on. It's the reality. Look it up. Don't just take my word for it. Start looking on the internet and you will see how bad it is. It is that bad. It's even worse than that, because there's all the other things going on, too, at the same time. You know, there's all these invisible energies being broadcast at you from every angle. That's why the whole thing about the setting everybody up with the Wi-Fi in your house and more power so you can run 100 things off the one Wi-Fi connection. It's all about weakening your immune system. Human beings weren't made to live in strong magnetic fields like this. You know? They just weren't. And so they're coming up with everything possible to tax your system, just like they chlorinated the water. You know, surely after they chlorinated the water, you know, this should be history, taught in history class. I don't know whether it was 10 or 20 years after they started chlorinating the water. All of a sudden, there was a high rate of cancer like never seen before. And it's a proven fact there are over 400 carcinogens, compounds form in water, once you add chlorine to it. And, you know, these filters, you know, like the one-inch filter you put on the end of your faucet, worthless. It might get rid of the smell of the chlorine, but that's all it does. The 400 toxic compounds are still coming into your glass of water. And eventually, you know, it's going to take its toll on your body. And the list goes on and on and on, the bad things that are being done to us. And our government is not protecting it. They're in bed with the people who are doing it. This is how sick it is. It's like the most horrific science fiction movie ever put together about aliens working on destroying the human race. And they've got their plans in motion now. And you know, if we don't, like, you know, start taking command of the situation, because government has no control of anything anymore. We've got a national security issue here. Poison being sprayed over all of America and many other countries in the world, too. Well, why isn't the NSA taking care of it? Because obviously they've been commandeered by the globalists, too, and they're mind-controlled, and they're coming up with all these false things that are supposed to be national security, which really translate into taking away your rights. A bunch of nonsense. And nobody's complaining about this. Everybody's going along with the plan. The people are being turned into sheeple. Most of you are sheeple already, but it's time to wake up. You're a human being. You were given the power of your own free thinking. You know, your mind is really free if you take command of it, but you've given over your mind, you've allowed government to take control of your mind, and you have allowed all the other evil organizations to take control of your mind, and they're trying to think for you, and they're prodding you into going along with whatever they have in mind, and unless you complain, guess what? They're just gaining ground faster on us, and they're getting closer to their big plan, which is bring the population down to 500 million. Yeah, the caller last week pointed out to all of us here, the Georgetowns, I knew about it already, and many other people do too. Oh, by the way, I was at a Free Your Mind event on the East Coast here. We have such few events on the East Coast, it's like we're being ignored. Everything's out in California, which probably most of your listeners are. And so I'm at this Free Your Mind event, and I came to a realization. I was there with a friend, and we both agreed, you know, the people that come to these events, our minds are free already, you know. But the general public isn't being reached. That's what I'm hoping to do with this show, Connect the Dots, and encourage you to start connecting the dots. I'll tell you this, if you buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, available everywhere, just go out and ask for it and get it. And then you'll learn how to free your own mind. The book teaches you how to do that. And you'll learn how to connect the dots beyond the obvious. Not to mention all the connections I've already made in the book for you. And you'll find out how bad the situation is. And you'll find out things, pictures of things that exist that are just being totally ignored. They're right here on the earth, you know? We got fake programs called SETI, Search for Extraterrestrial Life. The ETs are here. We don't have to search them. They're here. All we have to do is devote our science to make the devices to detect them. It's not that difficult. If I had the money to make the devices, I've got enough knowledge to how to tell somebody who is a tech expert how to make the devices, and we can actually point these devices around, and we can see the aliens. Just like in that movie called They Live, where the people put on the sunglasses and they were able to see who the aliens were immediately. Well, we can make devices like that on Earth that will really detect the invisible entities that are always flying around at ground level and all the other ones that are controlling human beings. We can make these devices, and every human should have one. So we know where the enemies are all the time, and they are around us quite frequently. All they have to do is maintain a vibration faster than the parameters of our vision, and they are invisible. I talk about that in my book. My book is an education that equals 20 years of college knowledge and beyond, because the things I put in my book talk about the things they will never teach you in public school, public colleges, public universities. They will never teach you that stuff because they're all part of the sham now and controlled by the globalists who want to just teach the people enough information to go out and be a good worker slave. This is the reality I'm talking here, you know? And it's time for everybody to wake up. I hope there's somebody listening to this show tonight, and tell your friends, hey, there's somebody talking on the radio. He's actually running for president in 2020, ran for president in 2016. He's got the knowledge, and he's telling us, you know, that we have to take control of our government. I said in a couple shows already, Ross Perot was the first one to really break the ice when he told the American public that they need to start acting like the bosses of their government. Politicians can't be trusted. Come on. They're supposed to be doing things for us, and they've just slammed the door on us continuously for the last 100 years, if not longer. Don't tell me it's not like that, please. They just love the grandstand, and they come up with all these things that pretending to do things for us that really don't do anything for us. All this thing about the healthcare fiasco, getting healthcare for people, it's meaningless because I've already explained early tonight. Real healthcare is you taking care of your physical body, showing some respect for your physical body, gaining the knowledge what it is to take care of a human body, and then doing it. Nobody should have to go to the doctors ever. Because people should be taking care of themselves. Now, there always be exceptions. Some people just get a shitty deal from the beginning. Oh, did I say that word? Well, I'll be. You know, I would just love some newspaper to pick that one up and make an issue out of that. Give me the opportunity to blast that newspaper, because there are no real newspapers anymore. There are no real journalists. How about that? If you're a journalist, I dare you to call me up. And I'll tell you, well, why aren't you reporting on the chemtrails? That's the most serious issue affecting the American people now. And if you're a newspaper, why aren't you have articles on chemtrails? You know, it's destroying our country, our world, and the human race. Why aren't you talking about this? You know? What kind of a newspaper are you? What kind of a journalist are you? There is no journalist integrity anymore because people are afraid to talk about world issues here. The human race is at stake here. You know, don't be sitting around and waiting for the Lord Jesus to come in and rein us all in, because it's going to get a lot worse before that happens, because guess what? God wants to see how we make use of the free will he granted us. He wants us to solve the problem ourselves, really. And if you can't figure out that that's a common sense way to look at the problem, well, first of all, you probably don't know anything about God. You probably don't know anything about the Lord Jesus Christ. And you probably don't know anything about the spirit world. You probably don't even know that man has been given free will, you know? And you better forget about, there are so many bad interpretations from the major Orthodox religions out there. No wonder why everybody's confused. These ridiculous people that tell you we're born of sin, that is the most stupidest thing alive. Doesn't even make any sense. You know, if you say there's a God and you believe there's a God, well, why would a God allow people to be born with sin? Doesn't make any sense, you know? And there's a lot of other nonsensical things that religions preach. And while we're talking about nonsensical things, let me just show you how much give you an example of how much misinformation is presented in this world, you know? There is information now, I picked this up because I watch programs all the time. Wherever I find something interesting, this probably came from some Chinese program or something, or maybe it was Japanese, I don't know. It just says the Yellow Emperor in 2700 BC, the Yellow Emperor was credited with inventing the bow and arrow. You know, to an average person, you might think, hey, sounds reasonable. Well, the information is already out there, but that was revealed to the human race. There was actually, it wasn't of the yellow race that was the inventor of the bow and arrow. It was of the red race, the American Indian, the North American Indians invented the bow and arrow. Something like 80,000 years ago, way long before they decided to reinvent it over there in Asia. It's just a little tidbit of the contradictions that are out there, and nobody even talks about these things, you know? There is so much information being given to us about the afterlife and all the possibilities that exist there, and all the major religions don't want to talk about this stuff because they don't want to admit that they've been wrong and they've been giving us bad interpretations, you know, fragile egos, whatever, or they're obviously too controlled by the false gods still. In fact, the false gods are the ones who tainted all the religions. Believe me, when you know the true story about the Lucifer rebellion, you're going to be up for a rude awakening, and you find out by the time Lucifer's rebellion had got here, the false gods had already set themselves up as false gods, and they were manipulating the situations very completely, and Lucifer didn't have to do too much to get a foothold here because the whole thing was being controlled by false gods already, with small exceptions. There's always been small pockets of good people. But the masses have always been, for the last 300,000 years, controlled by the false gods. It's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Every human being on this world should read that book and get an understanding of what is being kept from you and learn about the new things that exist right around us out now. You could go out in the night and there could be plenty of things flying around that are invisible. I've got pictures of them in my book. All you have to do is start doing what I did. Take a camera, go out there at night, and you can get pictures in certain places at certain times. You go to other places, you get nothing. But at least you ought to be trying. When you see all the pictures I got, there's plenty of things going on out there by creatures that are just beyond the parameters of human sight. And those are important points. So once again, we, the human race, need to start doing things for ourselves. And like I said, this is an educational show, as well as an informative show, as well as a focal point for all of us to get together and evolve simultaneously and collectively in the path of our own choosing. That's what my book, Connect the Dots Theory, was. That's what it was designed for, to be a focal point for everybody who reads it to gather the information and then go off on their own path of choosing and simultaneously will evolve at the same time. The more stories we share with each other, the more we collectively evolve. And I hope I've evolved everybody about healthcare today. And I'll just give you the number one more time. Colloidal silver, an important thing that everyone should have in their medicine cabinet, important thing for people to get knowledge of. And the company that sells the most potent colloidal silver, 1,100 parts per million, can be contacted at 1-800-952-7921. That's 1-800-952-7921. I almost fooled you there. How about that? 1-800-952-7921. And start curing yourself. And that is good advice for anybody. So we are coming down to the end of the show pretty soon. And I have made arrangements that after my theme song plays at the end. And by the way, the music at the beginning of the show is music from one of my songs I wrote maybe 20 years ago. That was called, that was the end of the song. It was called I Want You to Be My Idol. Eventually I rechanged it, I Want You to Be My Lover. The music at the end of the show is the end guitar solo to the rock and roll version of Are You the Party in Kind. Now on my CD that's available, I have the folk version. But either way, it's all my music. And after the theme song at the end of my show tonight, will be played. The first song on my CD titled Songs Better Than Bob Dylan, the name of the song is I Gotta Be Somebody, and I guarantee you're going to like it. So after the theme music plays off, which is only about 30 seconds, the first song on my fabulous CD titled Songs Better Than Dylan. It's about a 1.5 minute song titled I Gotta Be Somebody. And it's a fantastic song. So I've been told, who am I to judge? You judge. Okay, let's do the countdown. I'm going to start with 10, and when I get down to 1, we're ending the show with the music. I think I'm getting ahead of myself here. That's right. There's one or two more things I wanted to say before I close this show. Oh, that's right. Most of you are probably listening from California right now because the show airs at between 10 and 11. I'm actually doing a show from New York, so it's the show is from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. over here, which not everybody wants to stay up that late. And so for you out in California, I mentioned tonight, let's evolve Chemtrail Watch also into Chemtrail Club. Now, you Californians, you could come up, you've got a real good thing to play around with that. If we call it the California Chemtrail Club or California Chemtrail Clubs, that's triple C. So you could just identify yourself as, hey, I belong to Triple C, the California Chemtrail Club. And I hope I am encouraging people to do this because this is the beginning of us taking control and forcing the government to do what we want them to by simply just annoying them to death with chemtrail photos and chemtrail tweets. Please save us from the poisons, Mr. President. Okay, here's the real countdown to the end of the show, my 30-second theme song, and then the first song off my new CD titled songs better than Dylan. And the first song will be titled, I gotta be somebody. And you gotta be somebody too. Start taking action like I am. All right, here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. One and only, I was here and took my stand. Without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Here took my stand without fear, it is clear to